House Democrats block Republican resolution condemning violence at churches, pregnancy centers. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on July 19, 2022. House Democrats on Tuesday blocked a Republican resolution that would have condemned the violence seen by radical pro-abortion activists at churches and pro-life pregnancy centers in recent months. After the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade was leaked in May, churches and pregnancy centers saw an onslaught of attacks from radical pro-abortion activists. For example, an individual reportedly lit and threw a Molotov cocktail into Wisconsin Family Action's facility. Further, the radical pro-abortion group Jane's Revenge admitted to vandalizing and threatening four churches in Washington. The violence at churches and pregnancy centers continued after the Supreme Court officially overturned a landmark abortion case. There have reportedly been more than 50 instances of arson or vandalism in such locations after the court's decision was finalized and more than 100 since the opinion was leaked. Introduced by Representative Mike Johnson, RLA, House Resolution 1233 would have issued a widespread condemnation of the violence, vandalism, and threats that pro-abortion radicals have engaged in against pro-life pregnancy centers and Christian churches. Johnson said that Congress's failure to condemn the violence at these locations emboldened the radical protesters to continue their crimes. Unsurprisingly, 219 House Democrats voted against the resolution offered on the House floor by Representative Guy Reese-Kenthaler, PA 14. House Democrats are following their leader, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, who refused to condemn violence at churches and pregnancy centers when asked about it last month. This has gotten out of hand. Radical leftists were emboldened by the inaction of this body in the aftermath of the leaked opinion. And now they've targeted their violence against the very groups that care for women and their unborn children in their most vulnerable moments, Johnson said. It's unconscionable. When will this body stand up against the mob? When will we restore law and order? Johnson continued. Our side is ready to act. We have an obligation and responsibility to do it.